Dale Duda is with us. Dale, you're the founder and current market manager of the Northbrook Farmers Market. Was the need because you wanted to sell something or you wanted fresh food?
Oh, hi, Lisa. I'm so glad to be with you today. No, I don't sell anything, and I never have. I really just enjoy having fresh, great food and doing something for my community.
And boy, you have certainly accomplished that. And everything at the Northbrook Farmers Market, it's all volunteer-based, right? Your whole team volunteers their time?
Yes, including me. None of us are paid. We do it because we love it.
Wow. And what's an onion head?
So an onion head, our logo contains a picture of an onion. And then my niece, who's an art teacher, she turned it into like a little face. And so that's our volunteer core. We call ourselves Onion Heads.
I love that. That's just that. And that's what it is, fun. And when you have volunteers that are involved in a farmer's market like Northbrook Farmers Market, it's to have fun and to build community and to get fresh food into everyone's hands, right?
Yes, exactly. And we do a lot of things for the community that are, just very community oriented in addition to having really great food. And I want to say that we do food. We don't do, you're not going to find the jewelry lady or, someone selling
trinkets from China. yeah, that's
candles,
right.
Things like that at our market. We do really good food. We're very, very fussy about our vendors and who we have. Can I tell you why we are?
I think, part of it is the safety in the food that we're consuming. Everyone has concerns about it. Heck, there's recalls every day. And I tend to find that the food that we buy directly from the people that grow it tends to be a little safer. But as the founder and the market manager, you have to vet them very closely and tell people why that is.
Yes, we do vet them very closely. And for the reasons that you just said, for our market, we are looking for people who either, who grow it, bake it, or make it. We're looking for artisan vendors and for producers, so people who actually grow their food. And we're very fussy about that, and you have to have sustainable practices, which, again, adds to the health. You have to be within 150-mile radius. So it's truly locally grown. You have to be passionate about what you grow and what you bring to the market. And finally, you have to be friendly and helpful.
I like that. I like that because that people want to engage with vendors at farmers markets, right? It's that time that you sit there and you chat a little bit, you learn something about what you're purchasing. What day does your farmers market take place?
It's Wednesday mornings, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., through October 8th.
And where are you located?
So we're in downtown Northbrook. We're at the corner of Cherry and Meadow. And we are handicap accessible.
And Dale, when did you start this farmer's market? How long has it been in existence?
This is our 17th season.
Wow. You've stayed with it all of this time. That's a big
really.
Commitment.
If I did it for a year or two, that'd be great.
I bet you're like, somebody pitch in and take over here. I was looking at the website on the Choose the Date. So like on July 16th, Hunger Resource Network. Tell me what that represents.
So that's our community table, and we reserve a space for community groups, so that they can get the word out about themselves. So Hunger Resource Network is coming up, and they can collect email addresses. They can, ask people to join their group, volunteer with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a different group every week.
And, of course, I would imagine you're always looking for people to volunteer with the Northbrook Farmers Market as well. Do you have a website?
Yes. We absolutely have a website, and it's northbrookfarmersmarket.org. And one word, northbrookfarmersmarket.org.
And what have you seen? What's good? What did you see at the farmers market this past Wednesday, yesterday?
Well, it was kind of fun. We, just for the first time this season, we got peaches.
Oh, num.
And they're so good.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
A whole bag of them.
Illinois-grown peaches. I really believe that Illinois-grown peaches are among the best. I would take an Illinois-grown peach or a Midwestern-grown peach over a Georgia peach any day of the week.
Yes. These actually are from Michigan, the lower portion of Michigan, Berrien County, and they are the absolute best. And, yeah.
Yeah, this is you only get a few weeks out of the season that you're going to get fresh peaches. Is strawberry season already passed, or are those still coming in?
I'm afraid so.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We've moved out of June, so strawberries are done.
Sweet cherries are winding down, but you know we have melons to look forward to. We have sweet corn to look forward to.
Yes, the sweet corn. That's definitely a delicacy in the Midwest when the season rolls in. And that's in the next couple of weeks, I would imagine. Maybe the beginning of August?
Well, we're expecting, hoping, fingers crossed, end of July.
Okay. All right.
Very last week of July. If not, then it'll be the first week of August.
And what is it? Is it called Mirai corn, or what is that specialty?
Yes, it's Mirai corn, like me, and then rye, like in rye bread, Mirai. And it's a special seed that was developed in Japan. It's a Japanese word that I believe means fresh. And it literally is so sweet that you could eat it without cooking it at all. And so tender and so juicy. I mean, it's just wonderful.
Yeah, you never even have to put butter on it. No butter, no salt. It's just perfect.
You don't need that. It's, and, you know, I shouldn't say this, but sometimes we see the little ones walking around munching on a corn.
Yeah.
At the market because they want to dig into it.
Well, and their parents are comforted with the way that you have vetted your vendors. So that's
absolutely
always fun to see. Kids, welcome. What about dogs?
Oh, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we're having a celebration of dogs and heat. Not in heat, but of heat.
I was going to say, what?
Dog Days of Summer event where we're going to do a collection for a pet rescue, a local pet rescue, supplies, things like that for them. And then we're asking people to bring their pooches, not in a costume because it'd be too hot, but in like a hat or a scarf, bring them, have their pictures taken. And we're going to have lemonade and, of course, water for dogs, treats for dogs. We're going to have games for the little ones, for kids. So we're going to, music, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a little celebration of, and a nice break because it's been really hot.
Oh, it has been miserable. Well, it's really nice to meet you. I hope that Northbrook knows what a treasure they have in you, that you've committed to this for the past 17 years. You're the founder, and we encourage everybody to come visit.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
That's Dale Duda, the founder and market manager of the Northbrook Farmers Market. Jump online, check out what they have. It's every Wednesday morning.